ABC Listen.
Yama, rooting air, and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. Today, we're visiting desert country on Arunda land. That's the country around Mbantwa, a town you might know as Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. My Malia, my friend, lives there. His name is Joel, and he's going to take us to camp out and share a very special Arunda word with us. You see lots of them at night when you're in the desert away from city lights. It's the Arunda word for stars. Yama, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
What are kids? What are Rudy? Mernan Arundariakunwan. Welcome to Arunda country. Check out our camp.
Wow.
Me and my family have been getting ready. We've got all the swags out for camping tonight.
Thank you.
I'll pack water.
Yeah, good thinking.
If there's a lake, I'll bring my swimmers.
Oh, yep.
And food, maybe a bike, jumper, cold jumper.
Got it.
Binoculars.
I'll pack some firewood.
Aura, firewood. Yeah, gonna need that. It's a bit cold at night. All sorted.
But, Joel, where are the tents?
We don't really camp in tents out here. There's no one around for miles. You can just roll out your swag, lay back and look up at the stars.
Cool.
There's about 5 Arunda language dialects. And in Ngarapan, or Eastern Arunda, we call the stars Koralya. That's the word I want to share with you today. Can you say Koralya?
Koralya.
Koralya.
Koralya?
Nice. It's still a little light out right now, but just you wait. Once it gets dark, you're in for a real treat. Engwomandiralang arantara koralya ningantorarajit.
I love the desert at dusk, when the sun goes down and the sky turns purple. It makes the red dirt glow.
I can see a beautiful sunset.
It's really open. I can hear the wind blushing in the bushes.
I feel coldness.
And I can see mountains.
Yeah, you see the outlines of the ranges, all the different colours. And it's really peaceful out here in the bush. I love it here. Central Australia is the best. We get about 6 months of hot weather, and it's clear skies most days. See those big mountain ranges over there to the west?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Choricha. That's the Arunda name for the McDonald Ranges and the West McDonald Ranges. It's covered with water holes. There's also soakages, which is water that's just below the surface of the sand. Aboriginal people used to dig these soakages, and that was water we could rely upon.
Wow.
Do you kids like to go camping much?
I've been like camping all in caravan parks and that.
What's it like where you go?
Like if there's pools there, we go swimming and we like make friends and we go and we play a big game of hide and seek around the whole place.
I'll go to the caravan park and I might bring my bike.
Also, if there's water slides, I go on it.
Then you can like jump in the water.
When I was little, me, my brother and some of our cousins used to set up a tent in our backyard, talking and laughing late at night, all zipped up in our sleeping bags.
Morantura, that sounds great. Well, this is one of my all-time favourite camping spots. We're just a little drive out of Mbantwa. There's a beautiful rock hole I like to go to with my family, especially when it's hot. We call a rock hole Kwaje Nara.
Kwaje Nara.
Kwaje Nara.
Yeah, mora alagan, which means that's right. Kwaja and nada. Even when it's hot in the day, the desert can still get cold at night. So let's get this fire going. Old people used to make a fire with the bean tree called inenda. It's a soft wood. Two people would sit down with a piece of bean tree in the middle and rub the boomerang or spear thrower quickly back and forth. That's how they made fire.
How long will it take to make fire this way, do you reckon?
10 minutes.
6 or 7 days.
A house in the years.
Too funny. You know, it wasn't long ago that people lived out here. The ground's covered in a putadura, which are grinding stones, a lyuka, which are stone knives, and you might see ilapa, which are axes. It's like people left them here yesterday.
That's so cool, and such a special way to see your connection to country.
Yeah, when you have ancestors that come from that place, and you learn the language, the place names, and your ancestors were the ones to walk in that country and leave those things behind. That's really what connects us to the land.
Oh, I bet. What's something that's really special to your families?
My nan's house, my nan pop's house, we had a boomerang.
At my house, I have a didgeridoo and it has artworks on it.
My nan has precious stuff, but my nan doesn't show me it.
Oh, not a girl, poor thing.
I have lots of artwork that my mum does. I feel very happy knowing that my mum did it.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah, a lagan. You know what my favourite bit about camping is?
What's that?
Look up.
Oh, wow. The stars.
Pretty.
Kwaralia. You can really see the stars here. Kwaralia everywhere.
It looks like a galaxy sky.
It reminds me a lot of where my nan and pop lives, because there's lots of stars.
True. When the stars light up the sky like that, from end to end, Aranda people say, Pwarakin, Pwarakin. It basically means that the sky is lit up and shining so bright.
I can see the Milky Way.
That's true. Without the city lights, you can see so many Kwaralia. The sky is so clear, you can fully see the Milky Way.
Yeah. The Milky Way is called a mirwata. Keep an eye out for shooting stars too. There's heaps.
I've seen a shooting star before. It looks like light passing through the sky.
It's so quiet out here. Really peaceful.
Yeah, there's no one around and your phone doesn't work. You can just be still. It's hard to get those moments sometimes.
And it connects us back to our old people. They would have been doing just this, sleeping under the same sky, looking up at the same stars. Look, there's a shooting star.
Wow. Quick, make a wish.
But don't tell anyone.
That'll come true, I reckon. They're magic Kwaralia out here.
I hope so. Joel, thank you so much for having us on Aranda Country. It's been so relaxing. I don't know if I can stay awake. Think I'm going to have to say goodnight.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Thanks for this beautiful night under the Kwaralia, Joel.
Yeah, thanks, Joel.
No worries, kids. Come back again soon. Good night.
Bye, Joel.
Yalu. I'm still dreaming about all the stars on Aranda Country. My favourite bit was seeing the shooting star. Do you remember the Aranda word for star?
Was it Kwaralia?
Yeah, that's it. Kwaralia means star in Aranda. I can't wait to go back to Aranda Country next week and visit Joel again. I wonder what word he'll share with us next time. Until then, Yalu.
Bye, Rudy.
This little yarn was recorded on Gadigal and Aranda Nations, featuring the real sounds of Aranda Country. Thanks to our guest Joel Little and all the Deadly Kids on today's episode. And to the Central Land Council for their help recording Sounds of Country. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab free on ABC Listen.